Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. Excuse me. The contraction and the expansion. As you allow your breath to settle into its natural rhythm, take a moment to acknowledge the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be cognizant as we are taking the next three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit, and offer gratitude for the work that the heart does, that if it stopped, we would no longer exist. Hold. Gently, slowly. And for our third and final deep breath, let us just be conscious that we have taken the next 10 minutes or so to commune with the ground of our being, God in us, as us, the one life, the one presence. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing the first part of Psalm 37 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Give no heed to those who are greedy. Attend not to those who do wrong. For like the green grass of spring, they soon fade and wither away. Trust in the Most High and seek goodness. Live harmoniously upon the earth in peace and with assurance. Take delight in the beloved and enjoy the bountiful gifts of love. Commit your way to the beloved, confident that love will act on your behalf, making clear your pathway, bright as the sun at midday. Be still before the beloved, then wait quietly in the silence. Pray for those who prosper by deceitful means, and for those who live by their own devices. Recognize your own anger as unfulfilled desire, and lift your thoughts to higher planes. For those who act out of anger separate themselves from love, while those who live in harmony shall know peace, assurance, gratitude, and love. In a little while, those who live with greed will prosper no more. The darkness of ignorance will pass. As a new dawn enlightens the world, the lovers of darkness shall perish, while the humble shall inherit the earth and find delight in sharing its abundance with all. those who are greedy plot against the weak, those without worldly power, and rationalize their selfish deeds. The beloved watches patiently, knowing they will stumble and have to face their own downfall. Those with power make war, despoiling nations, killing the poor and innocent, murdering in the name of peace. Oh, if they only knew that their greed will kill their own spirit, their hearts will be broken. How much better is the little of those who know love than the abundance of the greedy ones? For the spirit of the selfish will be broken, while those who live in love shall dwell in love. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. As we consciously come into communion with You this morning, surrendering everything and anything that makes us feel separate from You or from each other, coming back to the remembrance that there is one life, that is the life of God. That life is our life now. As we surrender to this one life, this one truth, this one presence, this one power, we let go of all thoughts, of all worries, of all concerns, of all despair and despondency, and allow that one life to quicken, to renew, to replenish, to restore, to uplift, to inspire, to empower, to enliven us. Oh, Mother, Father, God, You know the needs of each and every one of us here this morning, those that will listen later, and for all Your children wherever they might be. For every one of us has a need, whether it's a need for love, whether it's a need for forgiveness, whether it's a need for reconciliation, whether it's a need for healing, physically, emotionally, socially, financially. Whatever the need is, whatever the want is, whatever the desire is, we consciously lay them all before Thy throne of grace, knowing that You are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. When we get into our own heads and our egos are making us run this way or that way with all negative thinking or all drama, let us come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are as children of the innermost and uppermost High God. Let us recognize when our ego is dragging us astray, when it's allowing us to dwell on thoughts that are dissipating our energy and our life force. Let us learn and remember to affirm that we are made in the image and likeness of God. That image and likeness is wholeness, is peace, is joy, is abundance. So as we claim this truth for ourselves, about ourselves, for each other, let us live, operate, and work from this premise. Our teacher said that heaven and earth will pass away, but His words will abide forever. So we know His words are true when He said, "It is the Father's good pleasure to give You the kingdom." That kingdom that contains all good. So, Mother, Father, God, as we rest in this assurance, as we align with this truth, as we embrace this belief, we know that we can do all things through the Christ within, that Christ light, that Christ life, that Christ love. For Your infinite grace, Your endless blessings, Your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. So it is. take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. As we allow that intention to resonate within us. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday. Peace and blessings.